It's Cookie Lab.
Hi, and welcome to Cookie Lab. I'm Jill.
And I'm Chris. And Jill, I'm so happy that you could tear yourself away from your backyard chicken group.
Oh, that is a very active group.
Join us today on Cookie Lab. And it looks to me as if you have done a combo with the Backyard Chicken Group and Cookie Lab.
Yes, it has nothing to do with the Backyard Chicken Group.
No.
But what do chickens lay?
Eggs.
Or in this case, what do ostriches lay? Because this cookie is huge. It's a huge egg-shaped cookie.
It is. We had to get a bigger plate.
That's right, for our standard photo that we use in our description.
If you are a subscriber to our Facebook group, you get a picture a week of a cookie and then the links to our podcast. And all of that stuff is down below in the information on the podcast homepage. So do that, and you would see that this week features a different plate and an enormous fried egg looking object.
I don't know about fried, more like hard boiled, because it's got the, you know, traditional ovate egg shape, and it's got a window where you can see
the
yellow yolk.
So it's a slice of a hard-boiled egg, like cut in half.
Yeah, so I saw a picture of this cookie online and thought, how adorable, and I wanted to try to make it myself. And it's like what you would call a Linzer cookie, and I don't think we've ever covered Linzer cookies before, so it's now time for the Linzer cookie to shine.
All right. It's also known as a Linzer tort.
Well, the tort is the cake that it is based on.
Oh, okay.
So it started as a tort. And
I didn't know that.
Supposedly, it is the oldest cake named for a place. Some people
say it's named after Cookie, Massachusetts.
No, it's named after the town of Linz in Austria. The Linzer tort dates back, for a long time we thought it was 1696 from a recipe in an abbey. In 2005, someone found a recipe in the cookbook of the Countess Anna Margarita Sagramosa, 1653.
Wow, 1653.
That's the oldest recipe for the Linzer tort, which is a cake, and it is made with a buttery almond crust and black currant preserves with a lattice top. At some point, some baker started to make a cookie spinoff of that because the regular folk maybe couldn't afford the extravagant cake. This is a way to bring the delicious Linzer tort experience to someone who could only afford a cookie, perhaps.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was nice of them to consider that. Let me just give our listeners some context.
Okay.
For 1653.
Yeah.
Because it's an odd year. It's an odd year. What was going on?
I don't know.
New Amsterdam became a city on February 2nd, 1653.
Okay.
So
it's as old as New York City.
It's as old as New York City. Yeah.
Or white people New York City.
So, right. So it's under the influence of the Dutch and, you know, it's just a settlement, really.
Right. Well, so Philly is really a city more associated with the Linzer cookie. The German bakeries of Philly are filled with the Linzer cookie. But the person who supposedly introduced it to America was Franz Holzelhuber in Milwaukee in the 1850s.
Oh, in Milwaukee?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, go figure. In 1653, Philadelphia was just a twinkle in the colonists' eyes.
I guess so, but it was Europe was well established at that time, and they were eating the Linzer cookies and the Linzer torts. Now it's popular everywhere. They're very popular at Christmas time. They became very popular in Jewish bakeries. So raspberry is the most popular flavor.
I've always seen it as a red centered.
Yeah, like a heart at Valentine's Day. You put powdered sugar on it's a sandwich cookie. So you make your shape. You make some cookies that are the base and then some cookies that are the top. The top cookies have to have a window, so you cut that out before you bake. You refrigerate the cut out shapes so they will hold their shape when you bake them. They don't spread. And then they come out, you cool them, and then you put powdered sugar on just the top ones.
Okay.
And then you spread your filling. In this case, it's lemon curd.
Do you spread it along the whole cookie?
I did. I spread it along the whole cookie. Or do you just put it
in the window part?
Yeah. I spread it along the whole cookie and made a sandwich.
Okay.
And I think it was good for me to note that you put the powdered sugar on just the top piece before you assemble it. Because if I was just being my usual silly self, I probably would have waited till the end for the powdered sugar, but then that would have gotten on the jam in the window.
Right.
So that's no good. So I didn't have an egg-shaped cookie cutter, and I put out the word on the Buy Nothing group. And somebody we know, a friend of ours, Abigail V, said,
Shout out.
She had an egg-shaped cookie cutter, but it was huge. That's why I said it's like an ostrich egg.
Yeah.
So I made a few of those, but they're so, it would be like a, this doesn't it look like a meal? I mean, it's huge. So then I just made a few, just, you know, I wanted to achieve the effect from the Bon Maman Jam website, which is where I had seen the lemon curd Easter egg type cookie. I just made some other shapes. And the cookie cutter, I happened to reach into my basket of cookie cutters, and what I pulled out was a tiny elephant, which gave me like a little heart squeeze, because my daughter is about to graduate from college, and her college has an elephant for a mascot. And I'm going through one of those things where everything you see reminds you of something and makes you
feel all the feels. So now you can cry every time all the you feels. Eat
I'm crying
the
every day.
Lemon curd cookie.
But for the eggs, we have the photo. I think it came out adorable. I hope it came out delicious.
I can't wait to taste it.
I think that's everything I wanted to tell you about, the history of the Linzer tort. I will say that there is an internet rumor, an unconfirmed internet rumor about the Bon Maman Jam Company. I don't know if you've heard that.
No.
The story goes that somebody was shopping in the store, and there was an old woman there reaching for the Bon Maman jam, and she said she would, this is the only kind she would buy because that company sheltered her family during the Nazi times.
Really?
And so some people think that buying that jam is a sign of like solidarity with the, you know, forces of good. But I think it is an unconfirmed. I think the Parisians who run that jam factory have not confirmed nor denied that.
But it was certainly around.
Yeah.
Yeah, during that time.
Yeah, so that's where, but I didn't get that kind of lemon curd because the store that I was at didn't have that. So I got the Stonewall Kitchen one, and it said gluten-free on the jar, so I didn't worry. And I'm sure one could make one's own lemon curd, but...
And we're going to talk about
how
that
much time do you think I have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not the 5 minutes it takes to make that.
Oh, is that all? Next time I'll make my own, and I'm going to get a smaller egg cookie cutter, because although that's beautiful, it's an overwhelmingly sized cookie.
Yeah, it's a good sharing cookie.
Yes, and we're going to share it today.
And we're going to share it today.
Shall we?
Let's share away.
Okay, here we go. We're going to taste it. I hope it's good. Lemon square vibes.
Yeah. Very good. So it's like a shortbread, but it's better than a shortbread.
Why?
Because it has a creamy lemon filling. Perfect. I would not change a thing.
Well then, that's it. See you next time. I'm psyched to have like two successes in a row.
Mm.
My rainbow jello cookie worked out, and now this.
Well,
you know,
just some foreshadowing.
Okay.
Come next week, because that's going to be all about failure. This is not a conversational cookie.
That's just because it's so big, right? You could make tiny ones and pop them in your mouth.
There's a lot going on in the mouth. The cookie takes some time to break up. Mm-hmm. It's not like
it's just not chewy. It's not
a
moist.
Melt in your mouth cookie.
No.
It's a,
you're chewing this cookie.
Yeah. It's a mouthful.
And you're not sad about it.
No. Now, did it take you longer to bake these because they were so much larger, or are they the same?
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. In the instructions, which you will find in our recipe that we post, they tell you to bake the cookie that has the cutout for a less amount of time. So I put both trays in at the same time, but I removed the one with the cutout sooner. But overall, I do think that the bigger egg shapes that I was doing took longer than when I tried to make like the small double circle with a little elephant cut out. Those started to get browner a little faster.
I just wondered, because they're probably the same height of a regular cookie.
Yeah.
I just wondered.
I don't know.
I have the answer.
It kind of seemed to take a long time.
Mm.
Maybe that's just my impatience.
I really like it.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
I'm giving it like 3 paws up and 1 wiggling.
Okay.
In the back.
Because it's not chocolate.
Yeah, because it's a shortbread. But it's not like, it's going to be hard to beat the rainbow Jell-O cookie as far as pleasure goes. And that's not a chocolate. I like it so much better than a shortbread because of the lemon curd.
The lemon curd. Okay.
Yeah. And lemon curd is fascinating. So, science.
Science.
Makes me think of curds and whey.
I never thought about that.
No, lemon curd doesn't. I thought,
like, curdle, which is that curds and whey also?
Well.
But also lemon. So I feel like lemon, do you introduce lemon juice into a dairy, like into milk or cream to make it curdle? Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But lemon curd is delicious and curdling milk sounds and is gross.
Not really.
No?
Do you ever eat cottage cheese?
I love cottage cheese.
You know how sometimes it separates and yeah. Then you just have to mix it up?
Yeah.
Well, what you're eating is curds and whey.
Okay, that's curds and whey.
Yeah.
The curds are the cheese curds and the whey is the foggy milk.
Yes. And so what they do is they introduce a light acid of some sort.
Like a lemon juice?
Lighter, because lemon juice really has a lot of citric flavor to it, right? So you don't want anything. Maybe a vinegar, a light vinegar of some sort.
To make the cottage cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, to make it curdle. And you're denaturing the proteins in it. You're breaking up
That's
the
a big
proteins.
Word, denaturing.
You're breaking up the proteins in the milk and they reformulate together into clumps.
Mm-hmm.
So same thing happens when you make lemon curd.
But you make it somehow
different.
It gets smoothened because the substance itself is like a spread.
Yes. So to make it, you take sugar and egg yolks.
Mm-hmm.
So egg yolks are protein.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of protein in there.
Sure.
And you mix the egg yolks and the sugar together.
Okay. So far, so good.
Yeah. And then you introduce, hello, egg yolks and sugar. This is Mr. Lemon Juice.
Okay. Pleased to meet you.
Introduce them
uh-huh.
and mix them together.
Okay. What happens?
The acid begins to unfold or denature the proteins of the egg yolk.
Mm-hmm.
And after unfolding, the protein strands begin to reach out and reconnect with other proteins, capturing liquid in between them, making a mesh of liquid and protein. We call this coagulation.
Okay.
It slightly thickens the mixture, but the sugar acts as a buffer to prevent them from curdling.
Okay.
Like, so you don't get scrambled eggs.
Yeah. Well, are you doing this over heat?
Yes. So that's why you always want to make sure that the egg yolks and the sugar are well mixed before adding the juice, because the sugar
yeah.
interrupts.
This is like a science experiment on the stove.
Yeah, thanks. So next, you gently heat the mixture.
Yeah. And then what happens?
But you heat it over a double boiler.
Okay.
Because you don't want direct heat in it.
Yeah.
You just want a soft, gentle heat. This continues to thicken the mixture. Denatures more of the proteins.
Okay.
And it also acts in conjunction with the lemon juice to kill any of the unwanted bacteria.
Uh-huh.
Such as
in the raw egg.
Right.
Yeah.
The sugar plays a vital role here. Remember how it prevented curdling in the first step?
Yeah.
It also prevents the eggs from cooking too quickly and becoming gross scrambled
yeah,
eggs.
We don't want that.
Yeah. So it keeps the protein far enough apart, because there's sugar molecules stuck in between them, from one another to increase the temperature at which it would scramble.
Yeah, okay.
In other words, it makes it much easier to get this nice texture, this nice
and
creamy texture.
Since you have started telling me about this, I'm beginning to think that not only does it have a nice creamy texture, but has a beautiful yellow color, which I assumed had to do with lemons, but perhaps it's because it's made of egg yolks.
Yes, it's the egg yolk.
Listeners, is your mind as blown as mine?
And at the last step, you add some butter.
Oh.
And the butter cools the mixture down very slowly, just a little bit. And it also adds flavor and it adds to the creamy texture of the curd.
So like you're putting what? Cut up stick of butter?
Pats of butter.
Yeah. Not melted butter.
No.
No. You put the cold butter in there.
Stir it.
It starts to melt.
It cools it. Nice and slowly.
Slow.
But quicker than leaving it out on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And so
perfect. The perfect amount of cooling.
Makes it creamy, makes it a little buttery. Simple lemon curd. Literally 5 minutes to make.
Okay. Well, now that I know, I won't be afraid to try.
That's the science for the day. It's very simple. Simple cookie. Simple science.
I like Enjoy. How it's egg-shaped and also eggs are a vital part of the whole thing.
It's excellent.
Oh, no, Chris. Not a dad joke.
And exciting.
Well, happy enjoyment of cookies. Keep your paws off my egg-shaped lemon curd Linzer tort cookies.
Yeah, because I would not want to break them with my paws. Yeah. And next week, I hope that you will be able to say, keep your paws off a cookie, that you might have one paw up or something like that. We'll see.
For what you have planned?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of questions.
Oh, boy.
And lots of science.
Yay!
All right, see you next week.
Bye.
It's Cookie Lab.